operator.
Joined.
joined.
Okay, the call should be starting shortly.
Fatimata?
Joined.
Fatimata, this is the operator. Are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. How are you? I thought they were going to dial out to you on the French channel. You want to stay on the English channel?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. I'll let them know.
Okay.
Okay.
Nick Ashton Hart.
Joined.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This is Tanya. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm sorry we won't see you when we come into the office. I don't know, whatever day it is that we're going into.
I know. They'll take good care of you in spite of the fact that I'm not there to watch over them.
Yeah, it'll be good to meet everybody, though. But for those of you who don't know, we're still in Los Angeles, the three of us, and we're actually going to go see the folks at our conference call service this week.
Okay.
Hello, Nick. Hi. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, Nick. How are you? Mohammed.
Hi, Mohammed. This is Fatimata.
Joined.
Ah, Fatimata, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Fatima, are you still in the States, or?
Yes.
Or you came back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Joined.
I'm wondering if, do we want to wait a little longer for more people to come online, or?
Maybe 5 more minutes?
Yeah, maybe 5, 10 minutes. So.
Tanya, do we have many people on the French line?
On the French line, we have one person, which is Hawa. Fatima called in on English. I believe I heard she said she's still in state, so she just stays. She says she's going to stay on English.
Nick, just a question to clarify. Are we dialing all the AFRALO members based on their phone numbers as we have it on our contacts, or are we dialing the ones who requested to be dialed out?
The ones who requested to be dialed out.
Okay, and how many persons we have?
Matthias can tell you. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Mohammed?
Yeah. Sorry.
I did not receive any dial-out number.
Okay.
Except for Hawa, right?
Well, I knew Hawa, and I think, Mohammed, you were dialed out to as well, right?
Yeah.
Didier told me that he's probably not going to be near a public phone, but he didn't send me a number, so I didn't know which number to call.
Okay, because most of the AFRALO members, they will require to be dialed out, because usually it's rarely to find toll-free numbers in most of the African countries.
That's what I thought, yeah. But unfortunately, I didn't really receive any numbers.
Just so you know, Mohammed, we often find that if there's not been a monthly call in a long time, the first call is fairly light. The attendance is kind of light. And then the next month, there's much more, because the first notification sort of, you know, people miss it or they forget or whatever. And so the attendance tends to go up for the first couple calls and then sort of stabilize. And then it's not always the same people, but it's generally about the same number. And in most regions, you don't get more than about 50% on any given call at the most.
Okay.
Just, obviously Africa could be completely different than everyone else, but in case that's useful to know. We're just glad you're all getting together.
It's also good at the start to maybe just to add like representatives from the AFRALO could meet in a teleconference even. But we need to build the momentum, so in the next conferences we have people joining more.
Yeah, and you know, once we have the phone numbers, we will just set up recurring phone calls, so every time we have a meeting, they will be automatically dialed out too.
Yeah.
The problem is, you know, we don't necessarily have current phone numbers for everyone, but also we know that people travel a good deal. So if you just sort of assume that they'll be at the numbers that they usually are,
Frederick de Boer,
it tends to work pretty badly.
Joined.
Someone joined the call, I guess.
Frederick.
Yes. Bonjour. Hello.
Bonjour. Hello.
Bonjour, Patrick.
I see Baudouin on Skype. Do we have him on the call with us? Because he did request a dial-out, right, Matthias, or he didn't? He just said
he
didn't.
He didn't request. He just asked if he could be dialed out, but he didn't send his phone number.
I'll IM him here and
okay.
See if he wants to join.
The 5 more minutes have passed now.
Hello, this is Howard speaking, and I want to say hello to everyone, and I'd like to know who's present at this meeting today.
Hello, Howard. How are you? It's Mohammed. I'm here.
Howard, this is Fatimata.
If we can start, can I suggest and ask Fatimata to chair the meeting?
Okay. I can give it a try.
That would be great. Thank you.
Okay, so if you go back to the agenda, what is it anyway? There was an agenda sent by Mohammed, and we discussed that online, but I didn't see it in the agenda. It's not exactly the same agenda we have here, or is this the past one?
It's probably just needing to be updated. Matthias, do you want me to do that while you're doing your other things, or?
Yes, please do. So.
Please, yeah, if you could do this. Thank you.
So maybe I can just go to the next point with the roll call apologies from the members. I did not receive any apology except the one Matthias just said about Didier. Is that right?
Fatimata, that's
yes.
Right. I did not receive any other apologies.
Except for Didier. So I think that's it, and the chair has been, I accepted to be the chair for the meeting, so point three is done. Item three is done then. Do you all agree with me?
Yeah, I do agree. Please proceed.
Okay, now... adoption of the agenda, maybe for number of the meeting of the previous meeting. I wasn't there, but I would like you to, I mean, the people who were at the meeting, to say what they think about it.
Actually, Fatima, this is, to my understanding, this is our first teleconference.
Oh, this is the first teleconference, so we don't have, so we have to skip number four then. Item four is, will be skipped.
Yeah.
And item five too. So, can we just have the proposed agenda for today, Matthias?
I'm trying to find it.
Okay. Yeah, but Matthias, I did not see the proposed agenda, but
Okay.
I remember seeing something, but I'm trying to find it.
I can forward the email again to you now, Nick.
I'm looking for it too. Okay. So I have it.
Sorry that didn't get on the web page, but it's been incredible here in LA for all of us. Like solid meetings almost every day. So
the first item of the agenda was welcome, one of Afralo representatives. Number two, update on current areas on policy developments that would be done by ICANN staff, mainly Nick. Number three, Africa input on the current issues, bracket discussion. Number four, communications and collaboration tools. Brackets, how to get involved in the current policy discussions.
Can you tell me where is this email so I can...
Yeah, it was a mail sent on May 5th, and you were on the list. And the subject was proposed agenda for first Afralo teleconference.
Did this go to the Afralo list?
No, it was sent to you, Hawa, Jackie, Hawa, me, and DJ.
Ah, right. No wonder I can't find it. Okay.
You find it?
Yeah, I think it's a good point, Nick. I forgot to forward it to the Afralo. Yeah. We need to send that.
And it went only to me. That no wonder Matthias didn't see it to update it.
Yeah, Matthias didn't see it. It wasn't on the list.
Yeah. Yeah, any time you send an email that is administrative, just as a point of information, if you can send it to the staff account so that all three of us get it, that really helps, because then this sort of thing, well, it might still happen, but it's probably less likely.
Yeah.
It's just I then have to remember to forward everything.
Okay, let me see if it will go.
But I'm putting it on the thing now.
Is it Africa Discuss?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, I sent it to Rick. I hope it would go.
By the way, does anyone know about interpretation? Is there interpretation for this call? I know there's a French channel, but...
I was on it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we all have the agenda now.
Yeah, I'm just putting it online now.
Okay.
So now I have the agenda. This is how we're speaking, by the way, through the interpreter.
Oh, great.
And the last point was updates from Afri ALS on the activities. And my comment on that was uh, And my comment on that was, I think the agenda suggested by Mohammed is fine, and most important point seems to be the current issues being discussed, including the budget. So that will be one point to be added.
Yeah. And I would like also to remember an update to the agenda, and that was an update from the Astral of Secretariat.
Yeah, but that was suggested by Hawa, and
yeah.
We thought, I mean, Mohammed said that as this was the first meeting, we might, maybe we don't need to have AFRELA's activities there. I mean, secretariat report. I don't remember. I mean...
My comment, actually, my first proposal was... ALS activities, and Hawa proposed history, and we could have the secretariat in the state
report,
of the history.
Yes, definitely.
The secretary report would be very useful to have.
Yes, but who is going to do the secretary report as DJ is not here? Maybe Hawa?
We can put it on the agenda, but we noted that Didier is absent.
I had asked EG to do it. Is he not present?
No, he's not available, apparently.
Okay. So then we will get it ready for the next meeting. Hopefully we'll have more people by then.
We can also ask him if he could send something in writing.
Yeah, that's something we can do too. So you can now start the meeting. Nick, is it possible for you to make an update on current areas on policy development?
I'm happy to do that. I'll start with the sort of administrative kinds of things that are going on. The ICANN budget and operating plan are, for the first time, being prepared, commented on, and ultimately adopted by the board at the same time at the Paris meeting. As you know, ALAC prepared a statement on the operating plan and budget, which has been transmitted by Cheryl to the board. I'm asking for translated versions for Spanish and French to be prepared for the record, though going forward there will be French and Spanish editions of the draft versions for the at-large community to review in advance. The budget, the first draft of the budget will be published, I'm told, on the 16th or 17th of May for community comment. I actually have a meeting with the finance staff to go over a pre-publication draft of the budget related to at-large tomorrow. So we'll see what that contains. The budget did, there were a number of community proposals, I believe, including a couple from all of you, or where you agreed with proposals from others, which were put forward. All of the community's proposals were put forward in the first sort of worksheet that I published on the budget, or that I put to the staff as part of the budgeting process. So we'll see what came out of that. The other consultation that has recently finished is related to the improvements to the GNSO, which, of course, extensive comments and debate were held on, as you all are aware. Cheryl transmitted that statement to the board at the same time, I believe Monday. And the draft travel policy for the volunteers was conducted. That consultation ended on the 24th of April, and that is the subject of a third statement to the ICANN board from ALAC, which was sent to them on Monday. Both of those statements are also being translated, so that people will be able to read them. I think they're both being translated. Of course, we are not very close to a final travel policy for volunteers. This was the initial consultation so that Doug Brent, the chief operating officer, could get a feel for what the community's views were on a travel policy that would be uniform across the communities of volunteers. So needless to say, at the point at which a policy was finalized, it would obviously impact at large, but I think it will be at least several months. It's possible that that this could be done by the Cairo meeting or for the Cairo meeting. The board could be presented with a draft by that time, but I have heard no statements from Doug or anyone else that there is any plan to have it finished by any particular time. The other consultations which are presently going on, the GNSO has approved by supermajority vote a way forward on the domain tasting issue, which I think you probably have already received the email about that. As you know, At Large actually started work on related to the domain tasting question by asking for an issues report some time back, about a year ago now. Well, not that long, perhaps 6 months. So this is, I would say, a real success for the at-large community, because it was the first time an advisory committee used its ability to request an issues report in the GNSO to drive a policy debate forward, and that was successful. So obviously, if anyone has any further comments to those that have already been put forward, that is most welcome. The GNSO does not propose to entirely eliminate the 5-day period during which you can get a complete refund for a domain name that is purchased, which is at the heart of domain tasting. But it proposed dramatically reducing the ability of a registrar to delete names and not pay for them. Other subjects that are being discussed now, there is a working group on who is services in the GNSO. The working group has three representatives from At Large, basically who volunteered when a call went out, and those three put their names forward individually in their individual capacities. Danny Younger, Wendy Seltzer, and Bo Brendler. And the objective of that working group is to see if there are any studies of a statistical or otherwise factual nature that could be done, which would help perhaps to provide a new dynamic in order for the work on who is to proceed forward. As I think everyone knows, the who is issue has been a subject of work for a very long time, and during that time there has been something of an impasse between the different interests who favor privacy of records on the one hand and not to have much privacy on the other hand. It's likely that some surveys will be requested as a result of this process, but there is ambivalence, I think would be a good word to describe it.
Joined.
there is ambivalence in the amongst those participating in this working group for doing any surveys, with some participants seeing believing that surveys will not actually help to move the issue forward to a conclusion, seeing them as something of a stalling tactic, and others believing that it is possible that, that some new information could come to light which would help move the issue forward. So we should see a proposed list of survey topics for comment, for public comment, reasonably soon. Another topic that is being discussed more and more is fast flux hosting, which is a is there anyone who is not familiar with how fast flux hosting works?
I'm not familiar.
So everyone everyone understands the practice?
No.
Well, briefly, basically, fast flux hosting is a type of basically criminal gangs use the ability to frequently update name server host records in such a way to prevent law enforcement or other organizations from discovering where the host actually lives and who controls it. So updates to a given host record could happen every 1, 2, 3 minutes at the most, and sometimes on even shorter time horizons, to allow a host which is used for perhaps phishing, farming, these kinds of attacks, to be moved continuously. There is another variant which also does the same thing, called double flux, with name server records, so that even the name servers for a domain are continuously moved. The Security and Stability Advisory Committee published a very end-user-friendly guide to what fast flux hosting is. It is currently in an English-only edition. I am perfectly happy if you all wish to order a French edition. I have spoken to the Security and Stability Advisory Committee about whether or not it would like to regularly have translations of its advisories into French and Spanish, and I believe the ESSEC are deciding whether or not to do this. But in the meantime, I can order a translation if you wish. It's very accessible. It's written in a very accessible style of English, so the translation should be quite readable. The GNSO is currently deciding whether or not to start a policy development process with a view, obviously, to limiting the ability of anyone to employ the DNS in this way, but has not yet decided on whether or not to do this. It has the staff recommended that more research be done into the practice and the methods by which it could be limited. And the GNSO, by a narrow margin, decided to do that research. But it's clear that the issue becomes more of greater interest to various communities as time goes on. So at the Paris meeting, there will probably be a fair amount of discussion about this. And of course, it does bring up the larger question of what is ICANN's role in issues like this, where the DNS is being used in a particular way, and that particular way happens to facilitate criminal or fraudulent activities, but where it is, it is conceivable that at some point someone might need to make frequent changes to their host records, which would not be fraudulent, even though no one has imagined at this point any such use. So it's an interesting question because in that area where people question whether it is within the scope of ICANN or it's more properly a law enforcement issue, and of course at large will be asked what its opinion is on this question. That's one of the emerging issues. What is called domain name front running remains also a hot issue in the GTLD space in particular, which is where if you search for a domain name, if you go to a registrar and you search to see if a name is available, the registrar can can temporarily register the record so that you would not be able to go to a different registrar and choose to register that same name for a certain period of time. This practice is controversial. Network Solutions is the registrar which is most often identified as the one who is doing this, and they have suggested that the reason they are doing it is because they want to make sure that someone else doesn't get the name you are looking for before you have a chance to decide whether or not you wish to buy it. And of course there are different views as to whether or not that's the real reason Network Solution are doing it, and if it is the real reason, not everyone is persuaded that it is a good reason. So that will probably also be the subject of considerable debate over the coming months. The ALAC, I'll stop shortly here, but ALAC, as I think most of you know, has asked that the new GTLD policy working group of at large conclude work on a draft statement on the new GTLD's policy in good time so that the community could review that statement and a final version be produced and transmitted to the board by the Paris meeting. For those of you on the working group will know, and I think we still need an African member of that working group, actually, that there will be a teleconference to discuss the draft statement prepared in November, but not finalized, on new GTLDs, and a member of, or maybe two members of the staff of ICANN will be present to brief the working group on the current progress of planning for implementation of the GNSO policy that was provided to the board and which the board has yet to finally adopt. There were 19 recommendations in the new GTLD policy that the GNSO submitted to the board. The board felt that 5 of those would be difficult or problematic to implement as an administrative process, and have asked the staff for implementation planning to be done on the entire policy framework so that they may review the feasibility of implementation of the entire plan before they agree to adopt it. And this will be discussed by the board in depth again in Paris. So this is, I suspect, the next subject of development of an at-large-wide policy statement. And, of course, I'm sure the budget will also be the subject of a statement for obvious reasons. In the IDN world, I think a number of you may be aware that the work continues in an accelerated way, there are no public consultations envisaged for the next few weeks, but I think, by the Paris meeting, the IDNC working group, which is a working group of members of all the different ICANN communities, will be expected to put out a further report on its proposed fast-track process for IDN CCTLDs. Two consultations have been held. Those are always translated into, I believe, 7 or 8 languages, including Spanish and French. The other languages are based on the likely the languages which use the scripts that are most likely to be part of the fast track process to allow those language communities to comment on it. But those of you who are in Arabic language communities and the like, I hope you will take the chance to look over these proposals when they come out and encourage your language communities to comment. And I think that's all the major things happening right now, unless anyone has a question.
That's a lot, Nick. Thank you.
Sorry I've spoken so long.
Yeah, but it was useful, I think. Any questions for Nick? No? So everything is clear.
It's a miracle.
Yeah, well, you're a good teacher, I guess.
Hopefully that came through pretty good on the translation. I will note that Baudouin is on the French channel now, by the way, and has been for, I think, almost the whole time I've been talking.
Yeah.
I follow very well, Nick. I'm online. I follow very well. No problem.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. For the second point, Africa input on the current issues, is there any input Africa has done within one of these policies?
Mohammed was a part of the development of the... was it the budget? It was the budget and the travel plan, right, Mohammed? Or was it... No, it was new GTLDs.
Yeah. Mohammed, are you here?
I think we lost him at one point, and then I heard him come back. And
Sorry, I'm here. I was
muted.
I was muting. I'm a member of the GNSO Improvement Report recently published. Despite my participation on the IDN policy development. I can provide maybe input in terms of regarding the audience, because I was closely in the last, I'm following up the process, but recently I wasn't, from the last 2 weeks, I wasn't following up the GNSO improvement after the release of the report, and I have seen some debate on the mailing list. Regarding audience, as Nick said, the working group, the IDNC, has published a draft of a methodology on how to launch an IDNC CCTLD, and that includes all the process regarding the selection of the new IDNC CCTLD manager, evaluation of the spring, the new IANA procedures in terms of delegation, and it was for comment for some time. From the African region, actually, we didn't have much to say and maybe comment on, because IDNC is not a hot issue in our region. But being in African Arabic speaking country, this one of the issues that was very important for countries like Egypt, Sudan, and in North Africa. So we participated actively, and there were different comments coming from that region, from North Africa. Last month there was an FCLD meeting in Johannesburg, where there was also debate about Africa position in terms of IDNs, and basically the outcome was that we should support the countries who are proceeding to have their IDNs CLDs registries up and running, and but we need, as the rest of Africa, we have homework to do regarding African languages and the encoding and the Unicode issues in terms of putting the African language in the new Unicode. I hope that can clarify our position.
Okay. Thank you, Mohammed. Is there any question for Mohammed on this? No? Anything to add?
I have a little question.
You have a little what?
I have a... Well, I'm a Mawa. Okay, Awa, Hawa has a question.
What is it?
Yeah, please go ahead. I can ask.
Okay, d'accord. I'm on. But besides the IDN, what are the other domains that are going to be worked on in the African countries?
Okay, currently there are some deployments of IDNs in North Africa, especially the Arabic-speaking region. Egypt have a working, you can say, regional base. I mean by that, within Egypt, you can access Arabic domain names, that which is implemented as a trial project under .eg. And we have a couple of other countries. But rather than English, we don't have that. Rather than Arabic, we don't have that. And I think that the main issue is that most of the African languages use the Roman script or the ASCII script as an alphabet, which is currently it's not allowed in using the fast track. The fast track is designed for the IDNs for non-ASCII script languages.
Okay.
Okay. About the budget, I was at the last meeting, and there was a proposal to have a regional meeting for every region, and there were discussion on that issue, and the thing I wanted to know from you, we suggested, I mean somebody suggested, I don't remember who it was, maybe my chat can recall that, and it was to have the meeting, and there were it would be kind of competition between the regions, etc., and maybe the ideas won't be debated the way it should be. And we said, I suggested that it could be maintained to organize a regional meeting and have some representatives from every region to be there and report back to their regions, so that it would be, the ideas and the actions undertaken during those meetings will be shared by everybody. And I think that was kind of accepted by the committee, the budget committee. The other one issue we had pending was to have workshops for ILSs. And this was suggested by Cheryl, And I said that Africa would be interested. I said that, and we're going forward to that. And I said we need to talk to Afralos before we take a decision. Matthias, maybe you can go, you can explain more about this issue.
Well, I can.
Fatimata, I think yes. It was discussed at the Finance and Budget teleconference last
yes.
month, right?
Yes.
As far as I remember, it is in the minutes, and I think it will be part of next week's ALAC teleconference. One of the subjects that should be part of the agenda.
Yes. Yes, but we were supposed to come back with ideas from Afralos and
exactly.
the others, of course, and the other regional ALAC structures. And that's why I wanted to know if what, yeah?
Yeah, I'm from the Afralo and as an LA, we really support the idea of having regional face-to-face meetings,
yes.
If possible, in terms of budget issues and financial issues, maybe we can plan something a yearly meeting in a regions like Africa where we have few. Or less participation in terms of online and we can observe, can see that on the mailing list. And I think we should take this opportunity, and our representative on the committee should reflect that we're really interested in having a regional ALS meeting in the next meeting in Cairo, and maybe we can work from now to Cairo to make that happen.
Just as a point of information, I did put forward the suggestion that there be one face-to-face meeting for each region each year. Currently, there are the regions that have an ICANN meeting in this year are all being invited to send an ALS representative to each meeting. This budget year ends in June. I proposed that we continue this and that regions be able to meet at the ICANN meeting in their region, but that in any given year, the two regions where ICANN does not meet would also have a regional meeting so that everyone would be treated equally in each year. At the same time, the at-large summit of all ALSs, the summit working group intends that this be held in Cairo at the African meeting. So obviously we would not have both things happening. We would not have a meeting of every region at an at-large summit every year, and also separately an additional meeting of each region within the year for budget reasons.
Fine.
But
this scenario is very good.
It would be sort of one or the other, but who knows? I will see the budget shortly, and we'll see what's in it. And of course, at the same time, I think it would be I would be remiss if I did not remind everyone that currently at-large receives much greater travel funding than any other community in ICANN. In fact, most other communities receive no travel funding from ICANN. If there is a travel policy for all volunteers that is set, it is almost certain to result in increased travel funding for other communities and decreased travel funding for the at-large community. That, obviously, there is no draft to review now, and it may be many months before there is one, but I think that would be the most likely outcome with the best will in the world. Simply because if you're trying to treat everybody equally, some people would get more than nothing, and some people who get much more than nothing now would get less. This is all completely in a state of flux, and the community will have several opportunities to put its views forward on this, which I'm sure that it will, as the budget moves forward and as the travel policy moves forward.
Thank you, Nick. So there will not be a meeting for all ALSs in Paris?
There will be a meeting. No, there will only be a meeting for the European ALSs in Paris.
Okay.
ALAC members, of course, you've already received your emails for travel support, so.
Any more input for item 2? So if you all agree, we can go to item 3, communication and collaboration tools, how to get involved in the current policy discussions, working groups, etc. In terms of communications and collaboration tools, I think this meeting is great. Maybe the big issue would be the working groups and how to get involved in current policy discussions. Mohammed, do you have something to say about this?
Yeah, first of all, I think the meeting is very good, and we need to make sure that we engage more ALS members as we go ahead, because I think this will be a very good, useful tool, especially in our region. Regarding the working groups, we need to have more people participate, but we see few activity within the mailing list, and I'm not sure how we do that, but maybe we need to identify champions. Maybe if personally we know who's within the ALSs or who's interested in an area, we can push them to ask them to come forward. I have asked Alan Levine from South Africa to follow up the main testing and other GTLD issues, because he was very active and he's very interested in that area.
Yeah.
And I think if we try all together to identify champions, mm-hmm. so they could actively work on the working groups rather than the same ALAC AFRALO representative within the ALAC being in different committees. I think that would be good. So we need to identify people maybe and work on a personal level maybe first.
Yeah, and also I think regarding the mailing list, I think we might be find a way of being more active. I don't see many people sending emails in the mailing list, just Mohammed, Hawa, and myself. So Baudouin is a member of ALS,
yes.
Right?
Yes, I follow you. I'm online. Yes.
Baudouin, you here?
Yes, yeah, here very well.
Oh, good. So I think maybe even for policy discussions, maybe just put it on the mailing list and say, look, this is the discussions being carried out. What is the African input on it? And just, you know, try to brainstorm on the mailing list. That would be good, I think.
Yes, but we are start this meeting in BIC. We have meeting after tomorrow, and just today I have nothing to say, but I think I followed the meeting very well. I understand.
Okay. Any comments about what I just said? And what...
Yeah, I'd like to...
Said?
Yeah, I think... as AFRALO members within those committees, we have obligation that we need to submit back to the mailing list asking for comments and feedback. And we need to do that over and over and over again because we need really to get them involved because sometimes if we send emails, it will maybe we get more responses other than the staff sending emails asking for that. So I think as we need to ask the committee members to feedback to the levels, and we need also to have the secretariat to have more activity from the secretariat itself.
Yeah.
Because the secretariat is absent from the mailing list, so the secretariat activity will have an impact, I guess, on the mailing list.
So, who will be in charge of monitoring? I would say, let's say the committee members will provide feedback. I think it's important for a mailing list to have, you know, someone dedicated to kind of waking up people, you know, on issues. And this should be within the FRALO itself. I know DJ is in charge of the secretariat, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, so maybe we can ask him to just take care of that. I mean.
Well, Frederick, are you on the call?
Mohammed.
So?
Yes, yes.
Left.
Yeah. Frederick and I, just so you know, Frederick is the new person on the at-large staff who is mostly engaged in helping the RALOs, and he's reaching out to the regional secretariats and then to the ALS communities, and I know he has he's particularly interested in helping the African region become more engaged. I think he'll be a real help to you.
That's good. So thank you, Fred. You'll be doing that then?
Yes, absolutely. I've already engaged the conversation with your leader, and we are going to produce an internal audit document that will be shared to all the FLO members in the, I believe, the next 2 weeks.
In French and English?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes, fortunately with Frederick, you have someone who speaks French natively, unlike my good self.
But your French is excellent, Nick.
Yes, if you want hello, goodbye, and how's the weather?
No, you're just trying to, you know, you understand more than that. I know that. any more comments for item 3? Hawa?
Yes, I want Chumbi. Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Hello, yes. The Chombe from Kinshasa. I think it is about regional meeting of Afralo. So we support that way because we need that meeting. We have many difficult to explain. You see that the process of Afralo to some network Africa.
Okay.
Yes,
And I'm sorry, Hawa. And I would like to say, and just on the subject of trying to engage the African communities, you know, there's got to be other ways to try to engage people's participation in regards to the communications, not just by email, because, you know, a lot of the times people do not have so much access to email, per se. So that should be something to consider as well, to find other ways to stimulate besides email. What is she suggesting? What else is she suggesting? I mean,
of course,
she has
of course.
Good.
Oh, well, what are you proposing?
Yeah, just a moment. I'm getting the response.
Okay.
Well, for example, text messages would be a possibility. Send a lot of the messages through texting. Hello, did you get that?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I'm online. Yeah.
So, there's no input from Hawa about...
Oh, yeah,
the...
I'm sorry. Fatimata, can you hear me? This is the interpreter. I had previously spoken, and I think some of your colleagues heard me and others did not. So the suggestion was, besides email, because some people don't have access to email, is maybe do text messaging, because a lot of people do have cell phones. That would be another way to engage.
Okay.
Did you get that?
Yes. I would like to hear what other people think about that.
I'm just curious, how cheap is text messaging in Africa generally? Is there any general sense of that?
Yeah, it's cheap. But as I said earlier, Nick, people are traveling a lot.
So it is cheap?
Yeah, it is cheap in Senegal, I can say. It's cheap, and I think it's cheap in Africa. I mean, in many African countries.
I'm sorry, maybe just to follow up with you. You were suggesting an SMS as a way to engage Lesotho.
I mean, it's about, policy
decisions.
How to get involved in the current policy discussions, how to have more LSUs participate, how to participate. I mean, how to make the all Afralos participate in ICANN issues.
And just to add, in regards to the pricing of text messages in Africa, it's actually not that expensive. I mean, it's something that could be tried at the beginning with not too many messages at first.
I'm just wondering. I believe it is possible to sign up an email address which actually sends directly to a phone the text messages that are received.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if signing up as a test a couple of people who wished to receive messages this way to the list, if that could be tried, if it was useful to try this.
I just want to know the point of Hawa with receiving the text messages. I mean, is it just to tell them to go online and see that there is a policy being discussed, or what? I don't get it. I don't get the point, because we want people to be engaged in discussions, to read and participate and make, you know, their voice heard.
Yeah, it is a follow-up question. Is Hawa suggesting an announcement service?
And that could be another possibility as well. You know, I'm not necessarily sure if that would work, to actually, register an email address through the phone, but, it could be tried. I mean, it's just a matter of finding, other ways to make the community move and just really make sure that there's more engaging of the participation of the community?
Nick, I consider that we test that under Rallo, and I think that there will be a couple of people interested to subscribe even, and we can see how could have effect in the participation. That's very interesting to see.
I mean, it might, some people I notice type very fast and very long text messages easily. So perhaps at least it would be a way for people to receive news and announcements, if nothing else.
I think at the start we need to use it as a news pushing tool, for example. Maybe information about this draft is out, policy issues just need to be commented, reminders of the teleconference, such issues, maybe at the start that will be useful. Then we can see how we go more interactive if it's needed.
Well, I'll speak to Frederick. As you all probably know, I think most mobile services have different ways of allowing you to reach the mobile from non-mobile mediums. So, in some senses, we'll have to be guided by the members giving us an address that will work to reach their phone, and then us, testing it. But we could certainly set up an additional list, for example, as sort of like a mobile announcement list, and seeing if that actually worked for people.
Okay.
And we would do what we could to help people connect to this, though it's very different depending on your provider. As I say, it's very different.
Yeah. Well, we can try.
Interesting idea, though.
Yes, absolutely. Any more comments?
I think there's some humor value in someone who works for an ISP suggesting text messaging. We won't tell, Hawa. We won't tell on you.
Okay. So should we go on item 4, update from FALS on the activities? I don't know if we will have time for this item, unless it's like giving 1 minute to the ILSs that are here.
If I just might add, I think I just would like to note that there is a coming AFNIC, AFNOG, AFRIN, FCLD meeting in Rabat,
okay,
in Morocco, and we should send maybe an ask from our LS who will be attending that meeting. So
I'm sorry,
somebody could maybe
I'm so sorry. This is the interpreter speaking. Could you repeat that again, please? I was not able to hear you. I highly apologize.
No, it's fine. I was saying that there is an African Internet Organizations meeting. It's going to be held in Rabat in Morocco, I guess, next month. So that could be a good chance to try to recruit more ALSs. And maybe I can try to facilitate a presentation for Afralo on that forum, if I knew who is going to be attending and representing the Afralo.
That's a good idea. How will you be attending?
And I'm sorry, who was speaking just now about the Moroccan...
Mohammed.
It's Mohammed speaking.
Uh,
I think it's a good idea to do that. Any more comments?
So then you should make sure that there is at least a window of presentation in the agenda of the for the organizers to allow you that at the Moroccan meeting.
You can make that happen. We know the we know them. Mohammed?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we can make that happen.
Yeah,
the same community. So.
Yeah. And Afrinik will be more than happy to give us a space. We just need
Very
to
well.
Know who's going to be attending. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to item 5.
Hello.
Yes. Our report of the secretariat. Is the secretariat here? Who is going to make a report? On behalf of the secretariat. Is there a report to be made today, or is this going to be sent online?
I'm sorry, this is Nitro, but could you repeat that again, please?
I'm at item five. Report of the secretariat. We were expecting DJ to do that, and DJ is not here. So I was wondering if someone else was working with DJ to tell us something about it. Otherwise, we can ask DJ to send it online.
I think we can ask him to send it online.
Yeah, I think so too. Any objection? Okay.
No objection.
No objection. So you go to item 6. Update on budget process. I think we've already dealt with that item after Nick's presentation.
Okay.
Do you agree with me?
Do you agree with me?
Is there any other thing related to budget we would like to discuss here?
Yeah.
So our the African input is only about the workshops then? I mean the meeting. Don't you have anything to say about the travel policy? Because it's related to the budget, too.
Are you asking me or are you asking?
I'm not sure.
Maybe Hawa. I think Hawa's. She could.
I have nothing to say in regards to that for the moment. That was Hawa speaking.
Okay. I don't have further comments in terms of the budget process currently.
No further comments. So, we are at the last point. Any other business? Is there any other issue we would like to discuss here? I think, we've decided to take the first Wednesday of every month. For the Afralo monthly teleconference. That's something noted and accepted,
yeah.
I think, by everybody now?
Yes.
It works well in other regions to have a sort of starting date, I have to say.
Have what, Nick?
I can say that it has worked well in other regions to have a standing date.
Yes, maybe every Wednesday each month?
Yes. Every Wednesday each month, same time?
Yeah, okay with me.
Not every Wednesday, but more like the first Wednesday of each month.
That's what we just said. First Wednesday.
Very good.
Okay. Howard, do you have any other issue? I think the main issue, okay, one moment.
Well, now, if Gigi is able to negotiate the participation of the African communities, would NIC be able to support that in regards to that commission?
I'm not sure I understood the question.
I don't either.
If Gigi is able to negotiate for, an African panel to have African participants,
Where? African panel where?
Okay, getting the answer. Is there some form of support to be able to obtain for the members of that panel if they were to come together somehow?
I don't understand where the panel is meeting and what the what panel means.
Okay. If there were to be a negotiation or a recruitment from Gigi to get people from the African community to form a committee, is there support that we would be able to obtain for that?
For where?
What is the community formed to do?
For Morocco.
Morocco.
Uh-huh.
I don't know of anything going on in Morocco.
Yeah, I mean,
she's talking about the African meeting in Rabat.
So I'm talking about the African meeting.
My understanding is that some of us with their different hats might be attending that meeting, and we just need to know who's attending that meeting, so we can ask the organizers to give a space or room for him or her to speak. I'm not sure about funding or supporting that person from ALAC to attend that meeting.
When is the meeting, if I may ask?
When?
Let's check.
So it's in this budget year.
Okay. Hawa proposes to prepare that presentation together in conjunction with the staff to have something ready for that meeting.
I'm not sure about the starting format, but after our weekend, we can prepare a presentation.
Yes,
it's fine. The meeting is going to be 24th to 6th of June, so it's nearby. So maybe we need to identify who's going to be there as soon as possible. So
this meeting is the 24th to the 26th of June?
May, I believe.
24th to the 6th. Yeah, May to 6th of June.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So that everyone is aware, for ICANN to receive there is a process to ask for funding for meetings within the financial year that are not ICANN meetings, or for people to attend for recruiting reasons or the like. But we really need at a minimum 3 weeks to decide on this. So we would have to receive the proposal at least 3 weeks in advance, and the proposal would need to be made in advance of that in order for the region to be aware of it and others in the community to be aware of it. It's really not feasible for us to provide funding with very short timescales, because it's impossible for us to evaluate, or the community to evaluate, their utility. Now, I understand this is a related type of meeting, but I would just, encourage you all that if we could plan rather further in advance, especially when a meeting is published, if it is published long in advance, because it's very hard for us to help, to prepare presentations within 2 or 3 weeks of an ICANN meeting, if it involves the staff, is very problematic. But to prepare a presentation a month and a half in advance of a meeting that will be held near an ICANN meeting is much easier. It's very hard to do things on very short timescales close to an ICANN meeting in particular. The ICANN meetings tend to completely consume us due to the number of members of at large who attend each one.
Yeah. I would like to suggest to the Afro that we have an LLF from Morocco, which is the Morocco Internet Society. I checked our website. And we can ask the Morocco Internet Society as an LLF to do a presentation on Afro-Alo and ALAC.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that they would be more than willing
perfect,
to do
yeah.
that.
That would be perfect.
Yeah. So I can send them an email asking them to do that.
And we can certainly, if they need pre-prepared brochures and things like that about at large, we have those. And also downloadable things that we could get printed and sent.
It's just that you need to make...
And also forms, for application forms.
Yeah.
Good.
That's right.
I have a suggestion for Baudouin. This is to make an offer or to try to involve more African organizations to submit applications to be an ILF. I think Baudouin is very well introduced in this community, and mainly within the African Civil Society, for the Information Society, and also the African Civil Society mailing list to present what ILS means and to invite people to submit their applications.
He's on the French channel, so it may be a moment for him to reply.
Okay. Now Okay, and you know, the problem right now, the debate that we're having right now in Africa is mainly, you know, the codes that are using for the country and the difficulties that those present. So it's really to be able to use ICANN's, you know, experience to really dig deeper into trying to get codes that really make the process easier for those country codes for Africa.
I didn't get what that related to the question Fatima was asked.
I'm sorry, did you guys hear me?
Yeah,
but I don't see the link between the what you just said and the questions and the point I raised. Is it related to it or is it a new issue?
No, this is a this is an issue that has just been raised by Boudouin, who's on the French channel.
Okay.
And it's basically an issue of great debate within the African communities because of the codes of for the countries and the difficulties that these possess. And so in trying to use ICANN's experience to dig deeper into, you know, solving this to make sure that these difficulties don't arise.
So is this within AFRINIC? Is the debate being...
If I understand him well, he's talking about CCTLDs as codes that is FTLD business in terms of this is the African organization for the African CCTLDs.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that again, please?
If he means country code domain names as country codes, there is an African organization which presents African CCTLDs, which is called FTLD, AFTLD.
Yeah.
And I think they will help, and maybe if you can contact them regarding what he was.
Baudouin, did you hear my request? No?
One moment,
Hello?
Please.
Okay.
Okay. So, what? Ah, DACA. Okay. Okay, so, and this is the concern raised by Boudouin in regards to, the Congo and then the country code, because they originally had the code of Dhaka. So, really to know how to participate in the ICANN meetings coming from the Congo, region, and being able to recuperate the country code ECD that we used to have before. Because it's really important to reinforce that presence, basically, in regards to that. To be able to actually...
If I might respond to that?
Oui. Alors, donc,
as a member of FPLD, we know that there's an issue in Congo regarding
nous sommes au courant, donc, Nous sommes au courant en question du problème du Congo. Yes, continue.
And in different group of other countries.
Alors, oui.
And we are trying to help those countries.
Alors, un moment, s'il vous plaît, monsieur.
Regain and reactivate their country codes.
My advice
is that your local internet community should get in touch with FDLD.
Alors,
so we can support them in terms of how to activate their country code and maybe.
Donc ici, donc le conseil serait donc de se communiquer avec la communauté de l'internet, n'est-ce pas, pour essayer de cette manière-là parmi eux.
Can I help?
Yeah, Fatima, go ahead again.
Well,
I will say it in French so that Baudouin will understand, because I think we're keeping repeating the same thing, and he's keeping asking the same questions. So can I just tell him in French a few words? Baudouin, en fait, ce qui est demandé par Mohamed, qui fait partie de AFTLD, qui s'occupe donc de la gestion des top-level domain names africains, il propose de s'approcher donc de cette structure-là parce qu'ils sont au courant des problèmes qu'il y a au Congo
left
par rapport au nom de domaine par pays pour vous aider à résoudre ce problème-là. C'est parce que vous savez que maintenant, l'Afrique s'est organisée pour avoir une structure qui s'occupe justement de l'attribution des noms de domaine pays et que c'est à ce niveau-là qu'on peut travailler avec ICANN et non pas, on ne peut pas sauter cette étape-là et travailler directement avec ICANN. C'est ça que Mohamed veut te faire comprendre, Baudouin. Is it better? Hello?
Yes, and I understood, and I followed very well.
Okay. Thank you, Baudouin.
Donc merci, Baudouin.
I would like to know if you've heard my request, and I'm going to say it in French, maybe. Comme tu es bien introduit dans la sphère de la société civile africaine dans le domaine des TIC. Je voudrais proposer que tu engages la discussion sur la liste de Axis et également sur African Civil Society pour justement essayer de recruter plus de ALS au niveau de l'Afrique. Bien sûr, nous tous qui serions sur la liste, nous allons apporter notre grain de sel. Mais je sais que tu es très respecté et bien introduit dans ce circuit. Qu'est-ce que tu en penses? Hello? Hello?
Oui. OK, donc, Fatima, si vous pourrez peut-être répéter, parce que le problème, c'est que nous avons un problème de son, et c'est ça le truc. Hein.
Oh, OK.
C'est ça le problème. Vous
Mohamed.
Joined.
OK.
Sorry, I was disconnected. I'm back.
OK. Je reprends. Pour Baudouin, est-ce que tu m'entends cette fois-ci? Ça ne passe
pas. Il a répété, et je vais encore répéter pour lui, hein, parce que...
D'accord. Donc, je disais que j'ai proposé à ce que Baudouin, qui est très bien introduit et très respecté dans le circuit de la société civile, des organisations de la société civile africaine, dans le domaine des TIC,
J'ai suggéré qu'il envoie une invitation sur les différentes listes pour recruter des ALS africaines. Et évidemment, nous, tous les autres membres qui sont sur les listes, que ce soit en français ou en anglais, nous allions apporter notre appui pour qu'il y ait plus de structures africaines membres de ELAC. Donc c'est une suggestion que je fais à Baudouin, compte tenu de son expérience.
I must jump off now, I'm afraid. I have a call I have to prepare for, so I will leave you all.
Okay, Nick.
Thanks.
We're almost done. This is the last point, I think, unless anyone else has another point to raise.
Yeah, but thank you for the good professional
heart.
Left.
Thank you, Nick. Bye.
Okay.
Hello, Baudouin.
Le problème, c'est que j'ai à peine entendu, mais j'ai pas compris tout ce que.
Okay, maybe I will just send an email to Baudouin.
D'accord. Écoutez, nous avons un grand problème de communication en question du son.
Absolument. Okay. Well, as we're done. I think we're done. Unless, is there any other issue anybody here would like to raise before we close the meeting? No. So next meeting, Matthias, will be
Fatima.
So if we could.
The next meeting will be on June 4th
at
1300 UTC.
Okay.
And they have.
So I would like to thank everybody for attending this meeting, and mainly my thanks to the staff for making this happen for us. And see you next month.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Merci.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Merci. Et Awa et Baudouin vont rester en ligne pour continuer la discussion, d'accord?
Frédéric Boulle.
Left.
Mohamed.
Left.
Okay.
Matthias.
Left.
Fatimata.
Left. Left. Left.